the false royals you should say, Captain. To understand our relationship with the Veep Neep Queens, you must first learn a bit of their history. In the ancient past, we Yehat were little more than a collection of warring clans. That history is bloody, Captain. Hideous. We were barbarous then, aye, murderers all. Many great warlords rose from the hills and forests of our verdant homeworld to unite the clans to become king of all Yehat clans. Each one failed. It was no male who finally won the great prize, the high perch of Kaer Zeep Reap. No, Captain, it was a female. A wise and powerful queen, the first of the Veep Neep dynasty. In exchange for the clan's fealty, she gave a simple, compelling promise. She guaranteed that united under her wing, the clans would never suffer defeat, and she kept her promise. At long last, there was peace on our world. Her line kept true to this promise for over 20 centuries, suiting ruffled feathers, dispensing justice, stamping out foment. But then came the present queen, a true harridan. Under her rule, the power of the starship clans was transferred to the sycophantic homeworld dandies, to warlords who hadn't seen true combat. We, the beak and claw of the Yehat Empire, were powerless to influence her decisions. When the queen showed the true colors of her plumage and allied with the evil Urquan worms, we realized that she would do anything to maintain the illusion of upholding her ancestors' promise, even if it meant destroying our honor, everything that we stand for in the exchange. No, we, the true Yehat clans, seek to pull a false queen from the high perch. Perhaps we will find a new queen someday who will bring together the clans once more. Or, sadly, I fear we may never replace the Veep Neep's queens, and we shall fight clan against clan until only the bloody feathers remain.